Hello and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into something that's become a necessity, not just a luxury, in our fast-paced financial world. Building a passive income stream from scratch. Whether you're aiming to top up your current earnings or striving for that ultimate goal of financial independence, having a passive income can truly be a game changer. But with so many strategies out there, how do you choose the right one for you? That's what we're breaking down today, using insights from years of experience and testing. We'll guide you through the best options to consider for 2024. Now, I've chosen three popular strategies to focus on: real estate crowdfunding, affiliate marketing, and dividend investing. You might be wondering why these three. Well, they're not only accessible to beginners, but they also show significant potential for growth, especially with the technological and market advancements we've seen recently. Let's get into the details and see how these options compare across some key criteria. First up, let's talk about the initial investment required. Real estate crowdfunding usually needs a moderate amount of initial capital, typically between $500 to $5,000. It's not free, but it's accessible. Affiliate marketing, in contrast, can be started with surprisingly low upfront costs. Think about expenses like website hosting and domain fees, and you're potentially looking at under $100 to kick things off. Dividend investing falls somewhere in between, with your initial outlay depending on the specific stocks or ETFs you choose. Next, we have the time commitment. Remember, passive doesn't always mean you're doing nothing. From my experience, affiliate marketing requires a significant time investment upfront. Building an audience, creating engaging content, and optimizing for search engines can be quite a grind. Real estate crowdfunding, however, is far more hands-off once your investment is made, requiring minimal ongoing management. Dividend investing also isn't too time-intensive. It mainly involves regular portfolio reviews and rebalancing. Now, let's consider the risk level. After closely tracking various passive income ventures for about 6 months, I've noticed that real estate crowdfunding, while appealing, does carry higher risks due to market fluctuations and the potential for project failures. For instance, some recent data indicates that a portion of projects have experienced repayment delays, with some leading to final losses. Affiliate marketing usually involves lower risks, but it's heavily reliant on the winds of SEO changes and market trends. It's a constant dance with algorithms. Dividend investing, on the other hand, is typically seen as more stable, although the risks of individual stocks must still be managed carefully. Now on to the exciting part: return on investment. Real estate crowdfunding can offer high returns if projects succeed, with some platforms reporting an average internal rate of return of over 10%. But remember, there's no guarantee, and delays or failures can impact those returns. Affiliate marketing can yield substantial returns with the right strategy. Some suggest an average return of $17 for every dollar invested, which is impressive. However, it often takes time to see these profits, though the scalability is quite fascinating. Dividend investing provides steady, albeit generally smaller, returns. The dividend yield might not seem huge initially, but over time, it significantly contributes to total returns, especially with the power of compounding. Let's put these strategies into context with some real-world scenarios. Real estate crowdfunding is ideal for those with moderate capital who prefer a hands-off approach and can handle higher risks for potentially higher rewards. It's a way to diversify into real estate without the landlord headaches. Affiliate marketing suits individuals with a flair for content creation and digital marketing. If you're willing to invest time upfront to build an audience and a sustainable income stream, this could be your path. It's as much a creative endeavor as it is financial. Dividend investing is a great choice for those seeking stability and long-term growth, especially if you have a good grasp of stock market dynamics. It's often a foundational component of a diversified portfolio for patient investors. Now, let's be honest about the pros and cons of each option. Real estate crowdfunding offers the potential for high returns and a tangible connection to physical assets, providing diversified investment opportunities. But it comes with higher risks, potential delays, and liquidity issues. Affiliate marketing shines with low initial costs and great scalability potential, with the freedom to create engaging content. However, it demands significant upfront effort, and income can be unpredictable, heavily influenced by external factors like SEO changes. Dividend investing provides a steady income stream and benefits greatly from compounding, but it requires some initial capital and a deep understanding of the market to make informed decisions and avoid pitfalls. So, how do you choose the right strategy? Here's a quick guide. If you have the capital to invest, are seeking higher returns, and can handle market volatility, real estate crowdfunding might be for you. If you're creative, willing to put in the time up front, and enjoy engaging audiences online, affiliate marketing could be your best bet. If you prioritize stability, have some capital, and are patient for consistent growth, consider dividend investing. To wrap things up, when you're choosing between these strategies for building a passive income stream, it really comes down to three critical factors: your available capital, your time commitment, and your personal risk appetite. Each strategy has its unique strengths and challenges, and the right choice is subjective, depending on your personal circumstances and financial goals. There's no one-size-fits-all solution, and anyone who claims otherwise might not be giving you the full picture. But with careful consideration of the factors we've discussed, you can craft a passive income path that fits your life and goals. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope this episode has provided you with some valuable insights and clarity on building your own passive income stream. Stay curious, keep exploring your options, and remember, financial independence is a journey, not a destination. Until next time, take care.